Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. Welcome to our program. In each one of our little podcasts, we're going to be talking with a higher realm entity about some current event or some matter that is important to us in our 3D world here. And Philip Collins will be channeling that entity. Philip?
Hey, everybody. Good day. I'm going to be connecting once again with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Give me one moment. We'll go into trance and begin our divine discussion, our dialogue. Greetings, beloved students and friends. We come to you once again discussing inclusion or exclusion, what is working within the ascension process of the planet and humanity at this time, are the choices through your free will and choice to include inclusion or exclusion. You will have noticed when you study your world histories, those who are excluded have a limited choreographic dance upon the planet. Those governments and those cultures and civilizations who employ inclusion and a balance of the masculine and feminine and all having an equal voice have a longer term of resonance and in fact have created what has been called your past golden ages, which we of the higher realms were instrumental in supporting through their period, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, early Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and etc. But let us begin with your questions and our dialogue, since this is an interview.
Well, thank you, Saint Germain, for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's interesting that you started out with the references to inclusion and exclusion, because my question really relates to that issue, I think. I was going to ask you about the technological advances that we've experienced over the past 20 to 30 years. It's really been sort of remarkable, not the least of which are our computers and the Internet and so on. And you in the past have really talked about these technological developments as helping humanity free from the constraints that always kept most of the people in a powerless situation. I think that does refer to inclusion and exclusion. Could you expand on that and tell us about
Yes, and prior to responding to that, it's important to learn in being human that what you are mastering is that right and wrong, male and female, problem and solution, party, political party, whatever it may be, are all aspects of the same thing. Problem equals solution. Male equals female. Light equals darkness. You would not know the light without the darkness. You do not know what being male is without experiencing female. You do not know what nation is or government is without experiencing the components that make up what is called nation. And all of these are aspects of something called oneness. So within the ascension process of the planet, which we've talked about in the past, which you're in the final 2,000th year throes of, the higher realms have gifted you, and actually the channel was very involved in this in his professional life, gifting you with something called cyberspace, which is a 4D component in Ethernet, which transcends the 3D, your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality, in order to free you from the throes in your vernacular of the 3D world. So you have been gifted, your brain has received, you can also entertain the concept if it resonates, that your brain is not creating these inventions, they are receiving them from higher realms to assist your ascension process. This is a truth that is missing in your science, this is a truth that is missing within your communication. So these technologies have been gifted to you. That does not mean in being human you have not corrupted them in certain capacities, again, through your free will of choice to learn what is often through what is not, again realizing that what is an aspect of what is not. So these technologies have come in, and we would say it is just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. There are going to be some miraculous technologies, and we can discuss these in further detail later, that are actually going to affect the shift as your consciousness raises and increases, and in your vernacular, you're ready to receive them.
So how does the Internet and some of this technology deal with the issue of who's included and who's excluded?
It's something called now. It's something called being present. What this technology allows you to do is through your free will and choice to decide whether you will connect at it at any moment and any time. It is instantaneous. Do you understand?
You know, and I'm thinking as you're talking, you know, we at the Angel News Network publish a lot of material that before the availability of the Internet, we would have to get an organization to accept us, and it's very easy to exclude people who otherwise wouldn't have that access to publishing. Now we can expose all the teachings of the higher realms through the Internet.
It's called freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom. You're all in the process of setting yourselves free from yourselves and one another.
So how is that contributing to what is going on in the world today? Can you link it to that larger phenomenon of what's happening with humanity?
The connection of technology and current events, is that your question?
Yes.
Again, it is setting you free. It is giving you an arena of choices and freedoms of communication and expression, not always the truth, which you have been learning, to express these things instantaneously. You are living in a world of instantaneous communication. This can be positive or it can be negative. And the negative aspect of it, it can be reducing your decision-making process. The positive aspect of it can be revealing corruption and mistruth instantaneously in a way heretofore that did not exist. In the higher realms, in the 5D frequencies and beyond, we all telepathically know what each one is thinking. So there is no room for dishonesty. Can you imagine what your world would look and feel like if everything was the truth?
It would look different.
It would look decidedly different, wouldn't it, dear students and friends? Yes, it would. Imagine that is where you are ascending. That is the environment you're ascending into. You know the thoughts of every individual. You know if there's deceit. Since you know that you know, and everyone knows everything instantaneously, it eliminates the possibility for untruth. That's where you're headed.
Well, of course, technology is very empowering of the voice of the individual, and you have said many times that the higher realms inspired our founding fathers to create the United States where the voice of the individual would be empowered. So this is very empowering to the whole idea of the freedom of the individual.
And if you so choose, America and the world may wish to examine exactly in greater detail how did these founding fathers, against all of the odds, the most powerful military force in the world, and a ragtag band of patriots, achieve what they achieved? Beloved students and friends, it could have been no other way except the intervention and the support of the higher realms. These individuals who you call your founding fathers, which also include the divine feminine energy of their mates and their wives, receive during their sleep, receive during their daytime consciousness, inspirations beyond their worldly experience, examining within their heart, which stored all of the wisdom of the past, what was needed to create a new paradigm of love, creating equality, harmony, and balance. Begin to know there are inklings of it within these papers. There are inklings of it within the architecture of your capital, your Washington. But begin to know forthright the input of the higher realms and the creation of not only the United States of America, but all of the past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, early Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, or whoever, and many whose names have been lost in your languages.
So the technological revolution that we've really experienced really empowers the individual to carry forward the mission that you just outlined.
And as your consciousness increases, as your frequency of existence increases, more gifts from the gods in your vernacular will be given to you, which were given to ancient golden ages. How do you think the pyramids were built? They were built by mastering levitation, by mastering electromagnetic energy. What lays in your future is learning to have free energy for all, which will change your economic and political systems, a game changer like never has been seen before. There are great wonders awaiting to be gifted to you, beloved students and friends.
Free energy for all. That's not their real gift.
That will certainly create freedom, will it not?
Well, this is a whole other conversation, so we will do that in the future. But thank you so much, Saint Germain, for the wisdom you've shared with us.
You're welcome, and we look forward to being with you in the future.
Thank you.